ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Ari Walden. Maseches Sanhedrin is dedicated by Mr. Zisha Lipschitz in honor of Rabbi Yaakov Metz.
Bruchim ha'ma'azinim. This shiur will be Ezes Hashem be on Masechta Sanhedrin Daf Tesvav. And we're going to start with the Gemara that begins be'emes on the bottom of Daf Yudalad Amud Beis. And the Gemara is coming to be Masber, the line in the Mishnah that says, Ha'erchin ha'metaltalin b'shleisha. And the Gemara brings down three shitas, what the definition of ha'erech and ha'metaltalin is. The first shita is the shita of Gidel Amarav, who says that the story is where a person said, erech kli ze alai. Now, the halacha is that there's no parsha of erechin in regards to kelim. And every person knows that. But because ein adam meitzi dvar v'levatala, so it's gomar v'omar l'shem damim. His kavana was l'shem damim. And the halacha of the Mishnah is telling us that if he wants to make a shuma, how much this kli is worth, so he needs shleisha. That's the first mahalach of Rav Gidel Amarav. The second mahalach is Rav Chista Amar Avimi, that we're talking about matvis metaltalin le'erchin. It started with a person who said erich on a person alai, erki alai, or erich pleni alai. And then afterwards, in order to be makayim is chiyuv of erchin, he was matvis metaltalin. He made that it should be nitvas the kedusha in the metaltalin as a kiyum of a schiyuv erchin. Now, if he wants to be paide those metaltalin, so he needs shleisha in order to make the proper shuma in order to make the pidyon. That's the second shita, the mahalach of Rav Chista Amar Avimi. And the third shita is Rav Avo. And he says also, we're talking about a person who was mischayiv in erchin. Afterwards, when the kain is coming to make a gviya, so that the person should be Mekayim, is Chiyuv Erechin, if he wants to be Goyvim Metaltalin, he needs Shleisha to make a Shuma as to how much those Metaltalin are worth. Now, let's focus for a minute on the Shita of Rav Gidel Amarav. Rav Gidel Amarav, who says that because Eina the Maitzi Dvar Levatala, he's Gomer V'Omer L'Shem Damim, Yesh Lachkar, what does this mean, L'Shem Damim? Is the Pshat that he's being Mechel in this Kli, Echalois Kedushas Damim, that's one side, or that he's being Machayev himself, the Gavre, with Dmei Chayfetzeh Alai. That's what's Yesh Lachgar in the Kavana of the Mahalach of Rav Gidel Amarav. So Rabbeinu Yaina is Mechiach, like the second side, that it's as if he said Dmei Klizeh Alai and it's a Chiyev on the Gavre. Because if the Halach is that it's Chal in the Chayfetz, that it has Kedushas Damim, so then really, there is no difference between the case earlier in the Mishnah of Hekdeshus B'Shleisha and this case of Ha'erchen HaMetaltalim B'Shleisha. Both of them are talking about a Chayfetz which has in it a Chalois Kedushas Damim. From the fact that the Mishnah splits it into two cases, is a Raya that the first case of Hekdeshus B'Shleisha is referring to that it's Chal and the Chayfetz of Kedushas Damim, and the second case of Ha'erchen HaMetaltalim, the Fidim HaHalach of Rav Gidel Amarav, means that's chal is a chiyav on the gavra of dmei chayfetzeh alai. Ad kan divrei Rabbeinu Yaina. But be'ezus Hashem behemshich, we're going to see that this is not pashut, and this is shanui b'machlekes between Rashi and the Yad Ramah behemshich ha-gemara. And from Rashi, it's going to be mevor that he holds that it's chal in the chayfetz by ha'erech and ha'metaltalin that the chayfetz has a kedushas damim because of ein adam meitzi dvar of levatala. So how would Rashi answer the kasha of Rabbeinu Yaina, imkain l'chayra, what's the difference between those two cases, ha'akdeshus b'shleisha and ha'erchan ha'metaltal b'shleisha? So l'chayra, Rashi is going to say that enachanami, soif davar, it's the exact same din. In both cases, ha'akdeshus b'shleisha and ha'erchan ha'metaltal b'shleisha, it's chal in the chayfetz ha'kedushas damim. The reason why the Mishnah tells us a separate case of ha'erchan ha'metaltalin is gufa to be machadishtas, this klal of Rav Gidel Amarav, that if a person says, Erech Kliza Olai, that what's actually Chal is a Kedushas Damim and the Chayfetz mitzad the din of Ein Adamaiti Dvar of Levatala. But after that Chiddush is Neschadish, it turns out to be the exact same din of Hekdeshus Bishleisha. Now, lest you say that this is a Deichik in the Pirush HaMishnah, we can be Mechiach Bahech Reach that we have to say such a Mahalach from the Mahalach of Rav Chista Amar Avimi. Because according to Rav Chista Amar Avimi, first, the person was makabel in himself a chayves erchen, Afterwards, he was matvis metatl le'erchin, and Rashi is masbir b'divir maschel b'matvis metatl le'erchay, that it's chala alehen kedusha ubalif daison. That what happens is that by him being matvis the metatlin, it's chal and these metatlin a kedusha, and now he wants to be paid to this kedusha to be mitziyat miyad hekdish. So the bottom line there is that it also has the same mitzias of hekdashus b'shleisha. There's no difference between hekdashus b'shleisha that the chayfetz has a kedushas damim, and matvis metatl of le'erchin, where there also it has a kedushas damim. Bal karcha, we have to say that according to Rav Chista Amar Avimi, the reason why the Mishnah splits it into two cases is gufa to be machadish this nakuda, that matvis metatlin le'erchai actually has in it a chalais kedusha. It's not such a davar pashit. Ayin v'ayrech in the sugya in mesecht l'chulin daf kuf lamed beis. V'ein kan mekayim le'hayrech b'zeh. Al kapanim, once we see a precedent to such a mahalach in the Mishnah, where like according to Rav Chista Amar Avimi, bechreach we have to say that the split in the Mishnah is just to be machadish a side halacha, but lemaisa both of them end up having the same din. So too, can we say l'shitas Rashi, that Rav Gidl Amarav as well, once we have the halacha of Eina the Maitzi Dvar of Levatala, that's the Iker Chiddush of the Mishnah. Now, the bottom line is that Hakdeshus B'Shleisha and Ha'erchan HaMetatlan B'Shleisha are the exact same din. Ad kan de shtikl, and now let's go weiter to Hemshech Divri HaGemara. The Gemara brings down a kasha that Rav Achami Difti asked Ravina. Frekt Rav Achami Difti, Bishlam la'afuki mehektish be'inan shleisha, el liyuli hektish shleisha lamali. The chayr, we should differentiate between a case where you're mighty from hektish, where there it's understandable that you need three to make the shuma, versus a case where you're machnes lehektish, that there we should not need three to make the shuma. Now exactly on which one of the pirushim Rav Achami Difti is asking on, that we're going to see behemshech, a machleikis, Rashi, and the Yad Ramah. But upon him, first let's understand the Ikra Kushya. Rav Achami Difti assumes that there's a difference between being Maitzi Mehektish and being Machnes Lehektish. To which Ravina answers, Armalei Svarahu, Mali Ayuli Mali Afuke, Afuke my time Adilmatoi, Yuli Nami Dilmatoi. There's no difference between a Yuli and a Fuki because both of them have the same equal chshash that maybe the Shuma is going to be done Bitos, which is why we need three. Now, what exactly was Rav Achami Difti's kasha, and what exactly was Ravina's teretz? So the Yad Ramah is masbir that the makor to the halacha that you need shleisha comes from the psukim in the parasha of Pidyon Hektish. So therefore, we only have a makor that we need shleisha in Eichatimtza that we're being mafkia kedusha, but in Eichatimtza where we're being maisif kedusha, there is no makor that we should require shleisha. He's not masbir if there's any svara to this. It sounds like it's just the inyan of Gzeres HaKosov. To which Ravina answered, Zil Basar Taima. Even though it's true that the Makar to the Din comes from a case where we're being Paid Hektish and we're being Afukim Hektish, but because the Svara Satira is that we have to have three so that there shouldn't be a Tos, so too we can learn out to a case of a Yule that you need three so that there shouldn't be a Tos. The Taisvis Chachme Anglia, one of the Balei Taisvis, a Masechta Sanhedrin, he's Masber, a Pshat, and a Hezber into Rav Achami Difti's Havamina. And he says that Rav Achami Difti understood that the side of the Chshash of the Torah to require Shleisha was in order to avoid a case of Me'ila Behektish. Anytime you're being Mafkia the Kedusha, if you're not going to give enough money, will come out that some of the Hektish is still Kayim in the Chayfetz. And then if a person is going to be nana from it afterwards, he's going to be over the Avera Chamura of Me'ila Behektish. That's why the Torah is Mechayiv Shleisha. But in a case where we're being Ma'ala Lehektish, so a person is Chayiv to give to Hektish. If he's not Mechayim his Chiyuv today, eventually, hopefully, he'll be Oymen on his toes, and he'll be Maisiv to Hektish. There's no Chshash that he's going to be Ma'il Behektish, because there's nothing that it starts off with Kedusha that he's going to be Taya and think that the Kedusha was Hufka from. There, the fact that we're chayshish for a tos, that maybe he's not mechayim is neder, that's not enough of a reason to be mechayiv shleisha. Only in a case where there's a chshash of me'ila. That's Rav Achami Difti's havamina. To which Ravina answered, you're not understanding pshat in the Torah correctly. Pshat in the Torah is not because we have an extra chshash and an extra chumra because of me'ila, but rather, the Torah is chayshish mishum hefsed ahektish. Lemaise, if a person's not going to give enough money to Hekdesh to be paid it, Hekdesh, that's going to be a loss for Hekdesh. If that's the Yisayda Svara, then there's actually no nafkamina between a Fuke and a Yule. In both cases, we have the equal chash that Hekdesh is going to incur a loss, which is why we need Shleisha in both situations. That's the Mahalach of the Taisvis Chachmei Anglia. Now, let's be oimid on who Rav Achamei Difti was asking his kash on. So in this we find the machlekes between the Rashi and the Yad Ramah. Rashi says that his question is, Bishlam alafuke mehektish kagain dirav gidol virav chista. That means the question is specifically on Rav Avohu's pshat. The pshat which the Gemara just mentioned, the third pshat, on that Rav Achamei Difti is asking the question. But on both first Birushim, Bain on the pshat of Rav Gidol Amarav, Bain on the pshat of Rav Chista Amaravimi, there's no kasha, because both of those cases are considered afuke mehektish. And Rashi is masber, kegoyin Rav Gidol Rav Chista hu debay shleisha, dekivan dechal olav hektish loy nepeik ad sheyevdenu b'shavyei. Once it's chal hektish, therefore we understand that the Torah is machmer in regards to the yitzia mehektish, that we need shleisha to make sure that it's nifte b'shavyei. However, the hemshech of the kasha is ela le'iyule kegoyin derbavohu. The Gemara asks that should not require the chumra of shleisha. I'll be the hesber of the Yad Ramah and the Taisus Chachmei Anglia. Now, this that Rashi says that Rav Chista is a case where it's chalal of hektish. That's a davar pashit. Kemavur in Rashi himself earlier how he's masber the inyan of matvis metaltlin erchin, that when a person is matvis metaltlin for his chiyav erchin, it's chal kedusha on those metaltlin. But this that Rashi says that according to Rav Gidol Amarav, it's also chal of hektish. This shows us a new understanding in Rav Gidol Amarav. And this is what we meant when we mentioned earlier that from Rashi it's going to be mavur that he has a different understanding in what kind of chalos is chal because of ein adam mighty dvar of levatala lefishitas Rav Gidol Amarav. And Rashi understands that it's not just a chiv which is chal on the gavre that he owes demei this chayfetz, but rather it's chal in the chayfetz itself a kedushas damim, which is why Rashi says that even according to Rav Gidol Amarav, it's chalal of hektish, and it's understandable that you should need shleisha in order to make a pidyon. And it's only according to Rav Avohu, which says that the pshat is that the kain is being goyve metaltlin b'chayvai, that's not a hafkas hektish, and there is where Rav Achamei Difti has a kasha, that you should not need shleisha. However, in the Yad Ramah, he says mefurish that Rav Achamei Difti's question applies bein according to Rav Gidol Amarav and bein according to Rav Avohu. Only according to Rav Chista does Rav Achamei Difti not have a question, because according to Rav Chista is takachal in the chayfetz a chalais kedusha. But according to Rav Gidol Amarav, there is no chalais kedusha. That's because the Yad Ramah understands, like we said previously, b'shem Rabbeinu Yaina, that what's chal is a chiyuv on the gavra and not a chalais kedusha in the chefetzah. Avkan this shtickle to be masber the kash of Rav Achamei Difti and what it's megalatos and understanding the din of Rav Gidol Amarav. And now let's be misamic a little in the mahalach of Rav Chista Amaravimi, who says that we're talking about matvis metaltlin le'erchen. The case is that a person is machayiv himself an erech, and he's matvis metaltlin that they should be kadosh kefi the shir of the erechen that he's chayiv. For example, if a person is between the ages of Esrim and Shishim, where the halacha of Erchin, as it's written in the Torah and Parshas B'chukaisai, is that it's chalan emechiyuv of chamishim shkalim, so if afterwards he's matvis metaltlin, that it should be chal in those metaltlin, kedusha, kefi the shir of his neder, and then he wants to be paid to those metaltlin, so he needs three to make the proper shuma to how much the metaltlin is worth, so that he should be paid to them in the, with the right amount of money. Now, L'chaire, there's a glaring question on this Gemara, which the Rishonim ask. If his original Chiyuv was the Shear of Erchin, which in our Mashal is Chamishim Shkalim, so obviously, when he's Matvis the Metaltlin, the Kedusha that's Chal in those Kalim is the Shear of Chamishim Shkalim, because he doesn't stam want to be Maktish those Metaltlin, he wants to be Matvis them in his Chiyuv Erchin. So it's quite obvious that afterwards, when it comes to be paid to the Kedusha that he was just Mechel in those Kalim, that the only amount of Kedusha that's there is Chamishim Shkolim worth. So why would he need Shloisha to make a Shuma how much the Kli is worth? It's totally irrelevant. The entire shear of Kedusha that's in this Kli is Kefi, the shear that the Torah delineates how much the Chi of Erechin is, and that's obviously how much he has to pay for the Pidyon. Where is there a Makam for a Shuma here, Bechlal? So the Chidushi Aran asked this Kasha, and he answers that we're talking about a Hechatimtze with a person who is Nischai, but the Erechin is an Ani, and he doesn't really have enough money to be Matvis B'Chiyuvay of Erechin. And the Metaltal in which he was Matvis is less than the Shear of his Chi of Erechin. For example, in our Mashal, if he was Nischaiv in Erechin of Chamishim Shkolim, the Keli that he was Matvis is worth less than Chamishim Shkolim. And he was not yet Mekayim his full Chiyuv. Now he wants to be Paide whatever Chalais Kedusha was Chal in that Kli. So he needs to make a Shuma how much that Kli is worth, so he should know with how much to be Paide it. That's the Mahalach of the Chidush Aran. The Taisvus Chachmi Anglia says a different mahalach, but similar, that hachav b'mayaskinon, that a person took a few kalim, which he knew that all the kalim together are worth a sum total of chamishim shkalim, and he was matvis them be'erchen. Now he wants to be paide an individual kli. So he needs to make a shuma, how much is this specific kli worth, so that he should be paide it correctly. Those are the mahalchim of the Chidush Aran and the Taisus Chachmi Anglia. The Rashash, however, takes a different approach entirely. And he says, Hachu b'mayaskinan, that a person was matvis metaltlin that are worth more than his chiev. Like in our mashal, he was matvis metaltlin that are worth more than the chamishim shkolim that he's chayev. In such a case, we assume that his das is that even the remainder, even the meiser, more than the chamishim shkolim, should also be nitvas with achalais kedusha. Therefore, now that he wants to be paid it, he needs to know how much those metaltlin are worth. Zokter Rishash, maybe you'll ask on me that the Mishnah says in Masech Tashkalim, Perek Beis, that if a person is machnis mois for his chiv of machtis ha-shekel, and it ends up being more than a machtis ha-shekel, it says over there, lefishitas beis hillel, that the moiser is chulin. So you see that the only amount of kedusha that's chal is only according to his chiv, and not more. So too, in the case of Erechin, let's say that the only amount of Kedusha that's chal is kafi the shear of the Erechin, and not more than that. Zokter Rishash, no, that's a specific din in regards to Machtzis HaShekel. Because in regards to Machtzis HaShekel, the Torah says in Parshas Kisisa, Ha'osher lo yarbe, which means to say there's a specific set amount how much the Machtzis HaShekel has to be, Machtzis HaShekel, and no more. Therefore, the Meiser is going to be Chulin. But by Erechin, where there's no such halacha, if a person is Matvis more than his Chiyuv, so the entire thing is nitvas b'kedusha, and that's where it's negeh the halacha of being paide metaltlin. Now, l'chayre, from the Rishayim, the Chidush Aran, and the Taisus Chachmi Anglia, that they ask this question, and they don't answer the teretz of the Rishash, it seems that they hold not like him, and they hold that in a case where a person is chayiv be'erchen chamishim shkolim, and he's matvis metaltlin, which are more valuable in the chamishim shkolim, will say that the only amount of kedusha that's chal is only kefi the shear of the chayivis erchen, and not more. Bamen nechleku, the Rishayim and the Rishash. So it's possible to say that it's just an inin of das. But l'chayre nere, that they're arguing on a much more yisaitistika machlekes. The fi the Rishash is machalik between machtzis ha-shekel, because machtzis ha-shekel is a dover mesuyim of a machtzis ha-shekel. Whereas erchen is not a sheer mesuyim. When the Torah says chamishim shkolim, it means at least chamishim shkolim. Therefore, if you end up giving more than that, that's also a kiyam of his chayvus erechin. But it seems that the Rishayim, the Chidush Aran and Taisus Chachmi Anglia, hold that the shear that the Torah gives by erechin is daimed to that which is found by Machtzis HaShekel, in that it's a dover mesuyim. The kiyam of the chayvus erechin, in our example of somebody who's been ben esrim to ben shishim, has to be with the shear of chamishim shkolim. That's the dover mesuyim, which is the erechin of such a person. And if a person gives more than chamishim shkolim at one shot, that's not a kiyam of his chayves erchin, ledas, the Chidush Aran, and the Taisus Chachmi Anglia. That's the chayre, the pshat, in this machlekes. Atkan de shtickle, and now let's go on to the next inyan. The Gemara brings down this that it says in the Mishnah, Hakarkoyes tisha v'koyin. And Shmuel says, the makar to this is, from the fact that it says 10 times the word koyin in the parsha. Now, Taisus and Masechta Megillah, Daf Chav Gimel Amud Beis, and in Masechta Erchin, Daf Yutes Amud Beis, ask Akasha that L'chayra, the klal is, Ein Bezdin Shokol. Like we've had many times in this Masechta, that any time we learn from a Pasuk that you need an even amount of Dayanim, we're always Maisef one more because of the klal of Ein Bezdin Shokol. So Im Kain, Frek Taisus in these two places, that in regards to Karkayas as well, even though it says 10 times in the Pasuk the word Kayin, which tells us that you need 10 Dayanim, but because Ein Bezdin Shokol, we should be Maisef another one, and we should have 11 Dayanim. That's Taisus' Kasha, and Taisus does not give a Teretz. The Rashba Masechta Megillah Daf Chav Gimel Amud Beis, he answers that we have to differentiate between two kinds of drushas. When there's a drusha where the Torah does not say a specific number, how many dayanim you need. Just for example, the Torah says Lashon Rabim, and the klal is Miut Rabim Shnayim. So then we can always say that although mitzad the drusha we would only need an even amount, we have to be maisef another one to be makayim the halacha of Ein Bezdin Shokol. But in this case, where the Torah specifically counts out and says 10 times the word kayin, to teach us that you need 10 dayanim, so that's being magale that the number is dafke 10, and we do not need 11. Now if you're going to ask, what's be'emes pshat in the Torah, why we don't say here the klal of Ein Bezdin Shokol? So the Rashba ends off and he says, v'zeh l'shaynoi, v'tayim et demilsa delay amrinan b'zeh Ein Bezdin Shokol, mishom deshumahi, Ve'enoi k'din mamish. It's not mamish like a din, it's more of a shuma. Therefore, the Torah says that in this case, we don't have the regular halacha that we find by dinim, that we have to have an odd amount so that there should be able to be a hachreya, but it's okay to have 10. What exactly this means, enoi k'din mamish, is not barer, but those are divrei harashba. In the Turi Evan and Masechta Megillah over there on Daf Chav Gimel Amud Beis, he's matmi on the Rashba. Because the Gemara earlier on the Gimel Amud Beis says, the Rabbi Yonason says, that the makor that every din needs shleisha is because it says two times in the Torah the word Elohim, and Ein Bezdin Shokol, so because of that, we need three. In that drasha, we have specifically two times the word Elohim, which is a number that tells us that we need two. Lefi the klal of the Rashba, there it should not apply the halacha of Ein Bezdin Shokol. That's the Tamiya that the Turi Evan asks on the Rashba. Maybe we could answer on behalf of the Rashba, because the Rashba explains, V'tayma de Milsa, because it's Eina Kedin Mamish, that we need a Tziruf of these two Inyanim together. Mitzad Echad, we need the fact that the Torah says a Mispar, and Mitzad Sheni, we have to be able to explain how it makes sense that the Torah should say that two is enough, and there's no klal of Ein Bezdin Shokol. But if we only have the Mispar of two times Elohim, and we don't have the time of the Milsa, we will know, Minasvara, that obviously, the fact that the Torah says two is Lav Dafke, and Be'emes we need Shleisha. That's the Chayra, how we can answer Pshat and the Rashba, based on the Siyam of the Divrei HaRashba Atzmai. However, the Turi Evan does not hold of this Teretz, and account of this Kasha, he says his own Mahalach. And he says, that usually the reason why we need a Bezdin She'enei Shokol is because if there's going to be a disagreement, we want to make sure that there's going to be Rav on one side and the Miyut on the other side. If it's going to be a Bezdin Shokol, we can have a Matzev where there's going to be Chetzi Chetzi. Says the Turi Evan, that's only true by Rav Dinam Shabbatayra, where there's a Halakha that we go Basar Rav. But in regards to Hektish as Machadish the Turi Evan, there's no Halakha that we go Basar Rav. And in order for us to be Samech on these 10 people in regards to the Shuma, we're only going to be Samech on them if they all unanimously, all 10 of them agree to the same Shuma. If even one of them is in disagreement, that will not qualify as a Shuma in regards to Karkayis of Hektish. Therefore, it's not necessary to have an odd amount of people, because anyway, even if there's an even amount of people, there's never going to be a situation where it's chetzi chetzi and they break even, because we need all 10 of them to agree to the same shuma. This is a peladik chiddush of the Turi Evan. And Reb Shmuel Rezovsky already, in the beginning of the Masechta, in Shiuri Reb Shmuel, Ois Yud Aleph, he's matmi on the Turi Evan. And he says, where do we ever find a halacha that in regards to Hektish, we don't go bas arrive? Are we going to say that anytime there's a din Torah in regards to Mois Hektish, that all the Dayanim have to be unanimous? This is a chiddush pele of the Turi Evan. Adkan, this kasha of Taisvis that you need that should not be a Bezin Shokol, and the teretz of the Rajbe and of the Turi Evan. Now let's be Maisif an important Nakuda. Reb Shmuel over there in Shiuri Reb Shmuel, in the beginning of the Masechta, Aisir Aleph, has a Chakira. These 10 people, the Tisha of a kind that we require for Karkayis of Hektish, do they have a Din Bezdin, or is it just a halacha that we need 10 people to create the Shuma? So he's mitzayin the lashon of Taisus and Erechon over there. When Taisus asked the Kasha that it should be a bezin she'ena shakol, the lashon of Taisus is v'hachanami kari le bezdin ve'ein bezdin shakol. Here too, we are calling these 10 people a bezdin, so the halacha should apply of ein bezdin shakol. Now, where does Taisus see that kari le bezdin? The chayr is kavanis from the lashon of the Gemara over there in Erechon daf Yitesamid Beis, which calls it an Aymid de Bey Asara. The Bey Asara is mashma that there is a unit of a Beis Din of Asara. Also, the Lashon of the Rajman Megillah over there is mashma like that. His Lashon is, in the Kashe, the Havalon La Tzrucha Yud Aleph, Kechol Beis Din Shel Mamon Veshel Nefashais, the Amar Ein Beis Din Shokol. Mashma that this too is a Din of a Beis Din. However, Zakhtar Shmuel Rezovsky, that if we can entertain a tzad, that it's not a din bezdin, just it's a halacha that we need 10 people to create the shuma, that will give us room to say the chidush din of the Turi Evan, that you need that all 10 people should have a unanimous decision in their shuma. And that's because the klal of rubei kekulai only applies when you have a unit. When there is a general unit, then rive of that unit is as if it's the entire unit. Therefore, that klal can be said in regards to Bezdin, that when Rav of Bezdin paskens a specific way, it's as if that psak comes out from the entire unit of Bezdin. This that we need an inyan of Rube Kekule in regards to Bezdin, that's something which we spoke about earlier in the Masechta B'Shem Rav Chaim Brisker and Masechta Baba Kama Daf Chav Zayin, that he says it's not enough to be Samech on Rav Deis, but the psak has to come out of the unit of Bezdin, and for that we use the klal of Rubei Kekulei. Akalponim that only applies by a Bezdin, which is one unit. So we could have the klal of Rubei Kekulei. However, as Dr. Shmuel, if there's a halacha that we just need 10 people to make the Shuma, each one of the 10 people is really an individual. We just need to have the sum total of 10 people making the Shuma. Aybezai, we cannot have the klal of Rubei Kekulei. And there's no way for us to be makayim the halacha that the shuma should come out of the 10 shamayim unless all of the 10 shamayim, each one individually, comes up with the same shuma. Then we can possibly say that this shuma is done ayidei 10 people. So hayyaitse, Zakhtar Shmuel, if we're going to say that it's not a din of bezdin, but it's a halacha of shuma ayidei eser, then we can say that we need that all 10 of them should make the same shuma, then it's going to be understandable that there's no makayim to have a halacha that it has to be non-shakol, because anyway, there cannot be a chalukei deis anyway, and we need all of them to say the same shuma. The Rishonim, namely the Taisus in the two places, and the Rajba, which they did have the kasha of bezin shakol, they obviously hold that we do go bas arrive, and that's why it's important to have an odd amount of people, and they go l'shitasam because their lashon is mechiach that they hold it is a din of bezdin. Therefore, there is a unit of 10 as a bezdin. So the halacha of roiv does apply, which is why they ask the kasha and Taisus bleibt schwer, and the Rajbe says his teretz based on the number that's mefurish bikra. Adkan this shtickel, and now let's go weiter. The Gemara behemshich brings down the line of the Mishnah that says, V'adam kayyotze behen. that when a person is paida an adam, which the pash just means that the adam himself is kadosh, so that you need also like harkoyis that there should be tisha v'kayin. In fact, the Gemara adam be kadosh, there's no possibility for the adam to be kadosh. And for the Gemara Amra Bavahu, Ba'aymer Dmeolai. The Tanya Ha'aymer Dmeolai, Shaman Isai Ke'evet Animkar Bashuk, Ve'evet Iskash Likarkayas. So the Lashana Gemara is Mashma, that the Adam Mitzar Atzmai is not Hukash Likarkayas. But because the halacha is that the Shuma on the Adam is that we reckon the price as if he would be an Evet that's Nimkar Bashuk, because the Shuma is Ke'eved, and an Eved is Iskash LeKarkayis, therefore, in regards to this Shuma, it has the same halacha of Karkayis, where you need Tisha V'Kayin. So we're learning out a Hekish of Shumas Eved to Shumas Karka. But the Adam Mitzar Atzmai, Avare, being that he's not an Eved, is not Hukash LeKarkayis. V'chein Mefurish, in the Lashon of Rabbeinu Chananel. V'zeh L'shainai. Ukimna ba'adam ha'aymer dmei alai, shetzarech asara l'shumai ke'evet k'nani v'litein damav. You need asara in order to make the shuma like evet k'nani. Ve'evet hu ke'karka d'chsiv behen b'k'nanim l'reshes achuza. An evet k'nani is hukash t'kakayis. Ve'zeh, zok Rabbeinu Chananel, hayil v'tzarech shumas damim ke'evet k'nani, because it needs a shuma like an evet k'nani, Tzarech Asara. Now, this that only an Eved Kanani is Be'emes, Hukash HaKakayis, but Stam and Adam and Chayrin is not Hukash HaKakayis. First of all, it's because the Pasuk, which is Makash HaKakayis, like Rashi says, V'esnachaltem, or like the Rabbeinu Chananel says, because it says L'Resh HaSachuza, is talking about an Eved Kanani. So that only an Eved Kanani is Hukash HaKakayis, and not Stam and Adam ben Chayrin. But the emes is that it's deeper than that. Because a karka is a chefza shel mamain. So too an evet k'nani is a chefza shel mamain. In that respect, he's like a behema. He's a dvar mamain. Whereas an adam Yisrael, he's not a dvar mamain. He's a person. There's no mamain ein damim leben chayrim. And even an evet ivri also is not a chefza shel mamain. Although it can be chal in him dine avdus and shiabudim, but be'etzem, he's not a chefza shel mamain, and he's not owned like a behema in the way that an Eved Kanani is owned. Therefore, it's understandable that an Eved Kanani is hukash lekarkayis, but an Adam Yisrael and even an Eved Ivri are not hukash lekarkayis. Now, this that Rabbeinu Chananel says, that when the Gemara says, Shaman Oisei ke'eved anim k'rbashuk, means like an Eved Kanani, Taisvis and Masechta Megillah Daf Chav Gimel Amud Beis is chaylik on that. And Taisvis says that you're shamhim like an Eved Ivri. And Zok Taisvis, it's mevur from here, that an Eved Ivri is also hukash l'karkayis. And even though, like we said, an Eved Ivri is not a chefza shel mamain, nevertheless, the hekish is makish an Eved Ivri, which is not a chefza shel mamain, to karka. Zok Taisvis, I have another raya to this nekuda. Because the Gemara Masechta Kedushin Daf Zayinim and Aleph talks about a scenario where an Isha gives an Ish money, and she says, Heilach money v'akadash anilach. And the Gemara says that that can't be Mekudeshes, because that would be similar to Nechasim sheyesh lahem achrayis, niknim in Nechasim sheyein lahem achrayis. If the Isha would be nikne to the Baal, agav the fact that her money is nikne to the Baal, that would be like Nechasim sheyesh lahem achrayis, namely the Isha, being nikne together with Nechasim sheyein lahem achrayis, namely the mammon. Zok Rashi over there, sheyesh lahem achrayis, adam hukash l'karkayis. Over here you see that stam an adam is hukash l'karkayis. Because we're talking about an Isha, who's definitely not an Eved Kanani. She's not even an Eved Ivri, an Amu Ivriya. She's just a plain Ben Chayrin. And still, the Gemara considers her to be like nechasim sheyesh lahem achrayis. Zok Rashi, obviously you see from here, that every adam is hukash l'karkayis. Says Taisus in Masechta Megillah, Daf Chav Gimel Amud Beis, that Gemara in Masechta Kedushin is similar to our Gemara in Masechta Sanhedrin, Daf Tesvav. In both places you see that not necessarily do you have to be an Eved Kanani to be Hukash L'Karkayis. In our Sugi you see, even somebody who's being Shum like an Eved Ivri Yezuka Shekar Kayas. And in the Gemara and Kedushin, you see that every regular Isha of Bas Chayrin is Hukash Likakayas. Just Taisus blibes Shver, because Lemaisa, the Pasuk of Isnachaltem, is written in the Parsha of Eved Kanani. But Akalpanim, Kachu Mechiach from these Sugyas, that even a regular Bas Chayrin or an Eved Ivri are Hukshu Likakayas. Now it comes out that we have a clear Machlekes Lahalacha between Rabbeinu Chananel and Taisus and Masech de Megillah. Whether a person who says Dmei Alai, are we shum him like an Eved Kanani? That's Shitas Rabbeinu Chananel Ar Sugya, or we are shum him like an Eved Ivri. Rabbeinu Chananel bases his assumption on the fact that the Gemara says Eved Iskish Lekarkoyes, and that's only an Eved Kanani. So obviously the Kavana of Eved over here means Eved Kanani. Why does Taisus assume that Eved Hanimkar B'Shuk in Ar Sugya means an Eved Ivri? So L'Chayr, the Pshat is Pashat. Because if we're going to say that the damim of a person, when he says Dmei Alai, is his value as an Eved, we cannot possibly say that we mean his value as an Eved Kanani. Because this person who's a Yid can never be an Eved Kanani. How can we possibly say that his damim is kafi the price of an Eved Kanani if that's not something that he can ever be? That's why Taisus assumes that we mean his damim as an Eved Ivri, because that's something which he can be. So it's possible to say that that's the shear of his damim. V'chein metzinu in Masechta Baba Kama Daf Pei Gimel Amud Beis, that the Gemara talks about in regards to Chavala, that you make a Shuma as if he's an Eved Hanimkar B'Shuk, that Rashi over there says that we make a Shuma as if he's an Eved Ivri. And there, the Pshat is similar. Because if we're making a Shuma in regards to what Hefsid he lost, Aidei the Maisa Chavala, that's going to be'achreich have to be according to the price he would have sold himself as an Eved Ivri, because he cannot possibly be an Eved Kanani. So we cannot consider it a Hefsed Mamein of what he's worth less in the market of Eved Kananis. So Be'achreach, we have to be Sham him kafi his price as an Eved Ivri. But Be'emes, the Rosh in that Sugi is Chaylik, and he says that in regards to Chavala, also we are Sham him like an Eved Kanani. So we have Divrei Rabbeinu Chananel in our Sugi, in regards to Dmei Alai, who says that we make a Shuma of Eved Kanani, and we have a Rosh in Masechta Baba Kama Daf Pei Gimel Amud Beis, which says that in regards to Chavala, we make a Shuma like an Eved Kanani, and there are Be'emes Sarech Bir. How can we say that the Damim of a Yid, or the value in regards to Chavala of a Yid, is Kefi the Shir, that he'd be Nimkar as an Eved Kanani, if that's something that's not Shayach by him Bechlal? So the Briskerov printed on Masechta Erechin, Daf Beis, he says a few short words in regards to this. And he says that in regards to Dmei Alai, it's not his actual Damim, it's just a Din Shuma. And so too, in regards to Chavala, Zakta Briskerov, and it's based on a Yisoid, which is Mavur in Sefer Chidush Rabbeinu Chaim Halevi, Ala Rambam, in Hilchas Chayvul Umazik, that Chavala is not really a payment of Hefsid, like when somebody is mazik, the mumming of his friend. Chavala is a din taira that we have to pay tashlumei chavala. Just as a halacha of shuma, there's a din shuma. When the taira says a din shuma, it's possible to make a din shuma as his value is, had he been sold as an Eved Kanani, even though that's not something that's applicable on a practical level by this person. Shuma means it's a value system. How much is the price for people? The fact that this specific person can never cash in on that value, because it's not possible for him to be sold a Mechira Gemura like an Eved Kanani, that doesn't affect the Din Shuma Mitzad Atzmai. This is a Dover Amayk, Akapanim, Ad Kan Divrei Habriskarov in Stencil, in Masechta Erechin, Daf Beis. Ad Kan Dishtikol, and now let's go further. The Gemara in Amud Beis discusses the Din in the Mishnah, which says, the sheet of the Tanakhama is that all those chayis have the halacha that their chi of skila, if they kill somebody, is be'esrim v'shloisha, mikoyach the halacha of kemisas habayilim kach misas hashar. Rabbi Eliezer holds, kol ha'koydim l'hargan zacha. Anybody could kill them, you don't need esrim v'shloisha. Rabbi Kiva Omer misasan be'esrim v'shloisha, and the Gemara is Masbir, that although Rabbi Kiva sounds identical to the Tanakhama, there's an unwritten machlekes between the two, because Rabbi Akiva agrees to Rabbi Lezer in regards to a nachash. Only by Zeva, Ariva, Doiva, Namrava, Bardless does he hold Misasan, Basan, Vishleisha like the Tanakama. But in regards to Nachash, he agrees to Rabbi Eliezer that Kala Kaidim Lahargan Zacha. Now, in this halacha of Kala Kaidim Lahargan Zacha, according to Shitas Rabbi Eliezer and all those Chayas, and according to Rabbi Kiva in regards to Nachash, the Gemara has a machlaikis between Rabbi Shlakish and Rabbi Yechanan. The fear of Yechanan, he holds Ein Lohem Tarbus. Ve'ein lohem bailam. Rashi is masver, kloimar, ein shem habailam chal alehem, v'lehavu ela kehefker, levishalai hayalai legadlan. That means a person cannot gain any ownership whatsoever on such a kind of animal, because ein lohem tarbus, and it's usur legadlan. This lechaira is a din midrabanan. The rabbanan were ma'akev any person from becoming a bailam on such an animal, which is Osir Legadel, and they said his kinyan is not chal, a shame bailus is inapplicable, and therefore lechatchila it's mutter for anybody to kill them, even before they themselves killed anybody. Afilu loy hemisu. However, Reish Lakish is chaylik, and Reish Lakish holds that the heter to kill them, according to Rabbi Eliezer, and according to Rabbi Kiva by Anachosh, is only vahusha hemisu, only once they killed somebody. But before they killed somebody, it is usur to kill them, because yesh lehem tarbus v'yesh lehem bailam. Reish Lakish holds that there is enough of a possibility to tame them and to keep them shamor, that therefore the shem bailus is chal. So stamazai, without them killing anybody, it's usur to kill them. However, once they killed somebody, then it's mutter to kill them, even without a bezon shelchav gimel. Why is that so? So Rashi is masber, aval im hemisu, Seifan mechiach al tchilasan shal elu b'nei tarbus ve'ein tzrichen l'dainan. Now the simple words of Rashi are mashma that once they kill someone, so now it's this galalim afreya that really ein lehem tarbus ve'ein lehem bailim, and they don't have a bailim b'chlal, and it's mutter to just kill them. However, that can't be true, because the Gemara behemshech is mevor that there's another nafkamina between Rabbi Yechanan and Reish Lakish. Lefi Rabbi Yechanan, they are mutter b'hano, because they don't have a chalei schi of misa. Whereas according to Reish Lakish, says the Gemara, it's shavinu rabbanan keman de gomer dinayu. The Chachamim made it as if they had a gemar din and a chi of misa. V'isurei hananenu. And they're asur b'hana, just like every shar haniskol. From there it's mevor that we don't say that l'mafreya there is no bailam, because if that would be the kavan of Reish Lakish, that wouldn't be like a chi of misa. That would just be that now we reach the same point as Rabbi Yechanan, where their bailus is inapplicable. So Be'achreach, Rashi, who says, Haychiach soifan al tchilasan, doesn't mean that now l'mafreya they don't have a bailus, but rather Rashi means to say that even though up until now we assume that they have tarbus, and therefore the bailus was chal, now there's a hechacha that they're not b'nei tarbus, but the bailus is not poka b'chdi. The bailus doesn't just disappear, being that they were able to attain ownership l'chatchila. And all it does is that now it's chal on the animal, a chayvas misa, and therefore anybody could kill it. Azoi tzarech lefarish bekavonas Rashi. Now, yesh lachkar, this that the Gemara says, that shavinu rabbanan keman de gomer dinayu, does that mean that there is actually some sort of a gemar din? Some sort of a din has to take place? Or that just means that the din is the same halacha as if there would have been a gemar din, but no gemar din has to actually take place bechlal. That's what's yesh lachgar in the kavanas of Gemara b'divrei Reish Lakish. So from the lashainus of Rashi is mashma that there is no din that has to take place bechlal. Rashi says b'soif divrei maschal yesh lehem tarbus ve'ein tzrichem l'dainam. Rashi says v'iter b'divrei maschal kiven de'emisu ve'omer rabbanan. The ain sorach l'dainan bebezdin. Mashma, that no din has to take place b'chlal. Lefi this, it's mevur, that even if there was never an actual gmar din that paskins at their chayiv misa, the etzem fact that it's dinam lomus, their din is to be killed, that itself makes the iser hana. Because the Gemara says that it's command the gomer of dinayu, and it's osur b'hana. Be'ach reach, that the iser hana is not an effect of the Gemar HaDin, but rather of the Chayv Es Misa Mitzad Atzmai. This is not such a Dover Pashut. Ayin v'chidushe Reb Shmuel, a Masechta Sanhedrin, Simen Beis, in the beginning of the Simen, that brings down a Hechacha from the Tshuvas Chacham Tzvi, that he holds that you need a Gemar Din to make the Halacha of Isra Hano, and just a Chayv Es Misa Mitzad Atzmai cannot do it. But Akoponim, Kach Mavur L'chayre Midivrei Rashi. However, the Rambam is mavur not like that. Akalpanim in Shitas Rabbi Kiva by Nachash. The lashon of the Rambam in Pirush Mishnayos is as follows: Nachash ein misase bechav gimel, ela sheyomis oisay yachid. You don't need chav gimel dayanim. A yachid is enough. Mashma that you do need a psak din. Just it's nesmayit from requiring chav gimel, and one is enough. And that's his lashon also in the Yadah Chazaka in Hilchas Sanhedrin, Perikei Halacha Beis, Vizel Shainai, Afilu Ari V'Doi V'Namer U'Bardalis Shehemisu Misasan Be'esrim V'Shleisha. Those Chayas need Esrim V'Shleisha. Aval Nachash Shehemis Echad Hayrigaisai. Is Mashma, and this Diak, Armadayik, the Ar Sameach in the Miluim, and also the Briskarav and Chidushi Agriz in Mesechta Zvachim Daf Ayin, that it's mashma that you do need a psak bezdin, just instead of esen v'shloisha, echad is enough. And kipshutai, the pshat is that the chachamim weren't mafkia, that it doesn't need a gmar din bachlal. The chachamim were just mafkia, that you don't need to go through the whole process of edim and kabbalas edus and a bezdin of chav gimel, but rather the echad, the person himself who sees this nachash bihayrig, and he decides to take the initiative and kill it, he is the aid and the dayan and the executioner all in one. And this echad hayrigaisai, that in effect is the inyan of the Gemar Din over here. Now, al pi pashtus, just like the Rambam says that that's the pshat according to Rabbi Kiva by Nachash, so too, that's how he would be mefarish according to Rabbi Eliezer by all the other chayas as well. However, in the Ar Sameach and Miluim, he says a tam nifla in the Rambam, why the Rambam holds like that specifically by Nachash, according to Shitas Rabbi Kiva. And he says, dvarim niflaim, that be'emes the halacha is that a mesis is killed b'chav gimel. And a Nachash, as we know, is the prime mesis. So he should also have a halacha that we should only kill him b'chav gimel. Just this halacha that a mesis is b'chav gimel, that's only in regards to an Adam. But in regards to a Chaya, there's no such halacha. You don't need chav gimel. But you definitely need one. Says the Ar Sameach, that's a kiyum of the pasuk that says, Hu yeshuvcha reish. This is dvarim neflayim. Al pi pshat, it's very shver. Because in this situation, you're not killing the nachash because of a maisa mesis. You're killing him because of a maisa hariga. It seems like this is the inin of yisoydus ha-toira. And this is munach in the pasuk of hu yeshuvcha reish. According to this, it's specifically by Nachash according to Rabbi Kiva, but according to Rabbi Eliezer, by Ari, Vadoi, Vanamar, Vavardalis, there you would not need a Gemar Din Bechlal. Now, according to the Mahalach of the Rambam, we can say that the Isra Hana does require a Gemar Din, Ukemevur, Bechidush Reb Shmuel, Beshem, the Chacham Tzvi. And over here, there is a Gemar Din. The Gemar Din of the Echad, that's what creates the Isra Hana. Now, I saw in the Sefer, Ne'imais Netzach, on Masechta Sanhedrin, that he says that L'chayra, there's a Mayridik and Nafkamina between the Mahalach of Rashi and the Mahalach of the Rambam. L'fi Rashi, that you don't need a Gemar Din Bechlal, and the Chayv Es Misa itself is what affects the Isra Hano, and that's what the Gemara means, command the Gomer Dinayu Dami. So that Chalais Chayv Es Misa is Chal as soon as the animal kills somebody. So the Isra Hano is also Chal immediately. Masha Enke in the Fishitas Rambam that we need a Gemar Din. Just the Gemar Din is done through the Hayrik himself, by him getting up and doing the Maisa Ariga, in that there's a Chalais Din Gemar Din. So the Chayra, the Isra Hano, is not Chal at all before the Maisa Ariga whatsoever. It's only through the Maisa Ariga that with that it's Neskayim, the Gemar Din, and the Hariga all in one. Now the Nevela is going to be Asur Bahano. So it'll come out a tremendous Nafkamina whether or not there's an Isra Hana before the Hariga or not. Now Rashi, B'divri HaMaschol, Kivan de Hamisu, He says, Amar Rabbanan de Ein Tzarek L'dayna Bebezdin, Havalu Kaman de Gomer Dinayu, Ve'asiri Behana, Kedekaimelon, Sheem Shachte La'achar Shenigmer Dinay, Asur. Rashi brings down the halacha from the Gemara Masechta Baba Kama Daf Mem Aleph, which says that once there's a Gemar Din, even before the actual skila takes place, even if a person is makdim and he shechts the animal, it's still going to be asur b'hano. Why does Rashi bring down this din? Because Rashi wants to say that so too in our sugya, even if a person does not kill the animal right away, or kill the nachash afira b'kiva, it's already asur b'hano, because it's immediately command the gomer dinayu. That stems with Rashi l'shitasai, that holds that you don't need a gemar din, but the chayvis misa itself creates an Isra Anah, so therefore it's negate to say that there's an Isra Anah even before the Hariga. But lefi the Rambam, like the Sefer Ne'imis Nesach is Masber, that you need the Maisa Hariga in order to create the Isra Anah, because it's only through the Maisa Hariga that it's Neskayim, the din of Gemar Din. So this halacha would not apply to our sugya. The halacha that imshach the Isra Anah would be inapplicable by us, because the Gemar Din and the Hariga happen together, and we're always in a matziv of after the skila. Ad kan des shtikl and ad kan des shir am Masechta Sanhedrin daf tes vav.
You have been listening to a shir from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf and shas, including Maariv Mekleimus on each shir, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.